This is the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
Welcome to the program. It is now time where we take a few minutes out of our day and look at the less than intelligent behavior of our fellow mankind.
Did you find any denizens of Florida today?
I lead off with a man from West Palm Beach.
All right.
Monday, 26-year-old Eddie Diaz was getting on a commuter train in West Palm Beach, Florida, when he realized, left his brand new cell phone on a bench on the platform. So he decided at that moment he would become an action hero. Eddie pulled the emergency stop lever, pushed open the train doors, and attempted to jump to the platform to get his phone back. His phone back. He missed. He slipped, crashed down onto the tracks, and is now hospitalized in critical condition. Congratulations. Your phone is not worth broken bones. Back in May, a 44-year-old woman in Australia drank a little too much wine while she was watching the movie Braveheart. She then proceeded to go outside with a sword and reenact a battle scene and ended up attacking her neighbors.
A real sword.
Yes.
How much do you have to drink before this becomes a good idea?
The judge has sentenced her to 18 months of probation. Also, a man is claiming, earlier in this year, he's a 39-year-old man in Utah. He was doing 111 miles an hour and refused to pull over for the police. Now, why do you think he was doing 111 down the highway?
Drunk?
Nope. When he was finally stopped, he told them he was just trying to get home to the bathroom because he had explosive diarrhea. He was in court this week. Not surprisingly, the judge rejected his excuse.
Really? Why?
Because the guy drove past several outhouses on his way. He got 7 days in jail.
Well, maybe he's like Archie Bunker. He can't use a toilet except his own.
You know?
You're like
that, Archie. Fascinating new trend. I mean, I've had the runs before. We all have. Explosive?
Yeah.
Ready to blast off?
Hey,
never.
Listen. Never. I will prefer clean my own, yes. But I got news for you. There are certain parts of your body that are the boss.
Uh-huh.
And when they start to rumble,
you
make compromises.
You would even use a porta potty that's been sitting in the sun for a few hours.
I would tell you the story of a very good friend of mine that had an incident in an extremely nice neighborhood in the Orlando area, but we'll pass.
Okay.
Let's just say this.
Because your buddy doesn't need to hear about it ever again.
No, he would prefer not to. Let's just put it to you this way. An exclusive neighborhood, multi-million dollar homes.
Yeah.
Front yard.
Somebody's front yard.
Broad daylight.
He couldn't find a bush to go behind?
Front yard, broad daylight, left his T-shirt behind. Ultimately, this woman should have just taken a few bee stings and dealt with the minor pain that the bee stings would cause. 56-year-old Donna Rowe Brisden of Packwood, Washington, was driving her Ford Explorer. A bee got inside the car. She jumped out of the vehicle and ended up running over her leg in order to escape the bee stings.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
All right, here we go. From the world of entertainment, Bruce and Kris Jenner have announced they are officially split up. Trouble apparently has been brewing for a while the past few weeks. Apparently, Bruce has even started sleeping in his own cryogenic chamber. Kris, however, says Bruce isn't the same man she married, specifically chin, ears, calves, stomach, forehead. Jennifer Aniston says that she wants to do a Friends reunion. Matthew Perry says he'd be in with it, but only under any conditions for any amount of money at any time ever.
It would be, you can't do a reunion with that show. They'd look too old.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They wouldn't look the way we remember them, and that would ruin it.
Speaking of which, new photos of Philip Seymour Hoffman reveal him looking extremely unkempt with a scraggly hair and a scruffy beard. So do old photos of Philip Seymour Hoffman and baby photos, actually. Jodie Foster was spotted recently having lunch with Ellen DeGeneres' ex-girlfriend. Meanwhile, simply by hearing that sentence, you're now a lesbian. Madonna has been nominated for Songwriters Hall of Fame because truly genius in her writing that she could compose groundbreaking songs like Vogue, where she simply lists a bunch of famous people. Anyway, Chris Brown says the reason people hate Justin Bieber is because they don't like the fact that he hangs out with black people. Meanwhile, the reason people hate Chris Brown is because he keeps making statements like that one, and he's an idiot. The new season of American Horror Story is now called Coven, although in retrospect, they probably should have just named it Congress. A 40-year-old British man has 21 Miley Cyrus tattoos and is currently on every single watch list on the planet.
Yeah, that's in the danger zone there.
14% of men are more body conscious than their wives or girlfriends. Or to put it another way, 14% of women don't know their husband is gay. The most popular drinks in America, beer, vodka, red wine, or as David Hasselhoff calls it, breakfast smoothie.
What would that taste like?
Blah. More than half of the 18 suspects of Mexican authorities recently arrested in a bust of kidnapping were active-duty federal police officers. The first clue the Mexican cops were corrupt was the fact that they are Mexican cops. Last but not least, the government shutdown forced the CDC to close its disease-tracking resources. Sounds scary, but remember, disease tracker is just some dude that follows Snooki around. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Please use the information for good, not for evil.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.